And at this point in the service, I'd like to invite forward those that are on the Church Council of Peace for 2024 for introduction and prayer. Please come forward. Don't be shy. And as we're going to read here in the scriptures, as they encourage us with these offices at the church, what this is a manifestation of what we just talked about. What our church council is people that God has given to us to help us. We go to them for help and questions, and they help us, and then we're also as a congregation to help them in the duties that they're taking on here at Peace as well. It's just God's beautiful design to bring order to our church and then also the assistance of help for the important things that we do here at Peace. Beloved in the Lord, Holy Scripture admonishes us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that all things should be done decently and in good order. To that end, the constitution and bylaws of this congregation establish various offices to which men and women are elected and appointed to serve. In so doing, the church follows the example of the early Christian church as described in Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6 says this, "The 12 apostles summoned the full number of the disciples and said, 'It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. And for each of you, you have been nominated and elected and appointed to serve at Peace Lutheran Church in various positions and titles. You have been chosen to fulfill specific offices and positions of responsibility at Peace. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in his sight. You are to see that the temporal affairs of the congregation are properly administered and that proper support is provided for the workers of this congregation. You are to assist in caring for the poor and the sick and cultivating harmony among the members, in promoting the general welfare of the congregation, and in furthering the kingdom of Christ here and throughout the world. With holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you as office bearers in his church show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the offices entrusted to you? And do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
Excellent. Let's have you, all of you, turn around to face the congregation. I'll go around and introduce each of them to you and the positions that they're taking. First off, Brian Santoris joining us on the trustee team. Great to have Brian with us. And next to him is Oscar Gutbrod. He's serving as elder. And Todd Muley is serving as the president of the council. And Jan Lane is serving as financial secretary. Is that right, Jan? Okay. And Lindy Young is serving as secretary of the council. Dave Letting is coming on board as an elder of the church. Next to him is Merv Munster. He also is an elder at Peace. And Jeanette Payne is serving as trustee. Next to Jeanette is Peggy Kruger. She is the president, the leader of our Ladies Guild. Next to Peggy is Kay Glather. Kay serves as elder at Peace Lutheran Church. And George Abel is stepping into the position of treasurer of Peace Lutheran Church. And then next to him is Mark Kepi. He is also stepping into a trustee position at Peace. All right, let's give them a round of applause. Yeah. And let's bow our heads in prayer so that we can ask the Lord to guide each of them and us as we partner together in this important ministry that we have here at Peace. Lord, we have big rocks at our church connecting. Those ambitions are to connect people to you, to care for one another, to bring your love to this community. And Lord, we pray for each member of this council that you would give them wisdom and discernment, that you would also give them a sense of harmony so that we can work together united as a group of people to make sure that those big rocks, those big ambitions that you care about are covered here at our church. Lord, for each person here in our church as well, use each one of us to support, to help, and do whatever we can to help them in their task. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You may return to your seat.